Oh, I'm here. Are you there, Carrie?
I'm here, Ron. Yes. Hi. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the show, Creation Lightship Healing, here on bbsradio.com. We're on station 1 tonight, Wednesday. It's Wednesday, January the 30th, 2013. And we have a clearing here for tonight that we haven't talked about in a long, long time, that we're going to do a little review of. And Ron is giving this away free to any of you BBS listeners tonight who have done your whole life emotional clearing already. And so I'll just quickly tell you what it is, and then we'll have Ron tell you lots more about it. So it's the clone light infusion process, and it was up on the site a long time ago, and it hasn't been on the site for a while. So Ron is making this available to any of us who've done our whole life emotional clearing and listened to BBS radio. So it's the clone light infusion process, and there's just a little bit of text on there. I'll read it real quick. It says, this free clearing will have the Creation Lightship remake a clone's earthly-looking human body into a light-created body, and then give the new created body a spirit from the light. And then there's a little note. If you enter a person's name who appears to be a clone, that clone does have free choice to say no to the light infusion process if they wish to. And it says, to help a human or an animal with a spirit, you can, there's actually another one that you can use, but this is just for, I guess, human clones, Ron, right?
Yeah, and it would also, it could work for plants too, possibly. I can't guarantee it'll not be cloned out after that for a while, but that's kind of what it's for. So we know that things have been pretty weird, at least for me, starting off maybe the last 3 or 4 months with everything going on here with the planetary shifts of whatever's happening, or alien abductions, timelines went crazy, and then bringing in clones from the people that used to be here, and now they're clone bodies, and the real people are in the Beyondo, probably just like you'd buy dog food and cat food. So they already are gone. So in their place now is a clone, a real clone. So I'll describe that in case you're wondering. Humans get cloned out every 10 minutes, so you automatically are here and not here, and a different different piece of you is here with your spirit energy, a different replica of you, because another alien race has you. So we all know about that, I hope. So every 10 minutes, you're a different clone until you finally come up to the point to where you got to be here for 2 hours to bring in your energy of your physical body to your location, your GPS landing point, which is what they use to bring the clones in. So you have to be whole and complete. And that 2 hours of time is really where you have, I guess the only way to say it is, you know, your shit together, you know? That's when you really go, man, I'm going to set the world on fire. I can do this, I can do that. Everything floods into you because now you're in source energy. And for some reason, you get abducted, and then the clone pops in. So basically, this clearing is for people that have been abducted. They'll probably no longer be here, but there's a clone in their place. And you may look at them and they are acting a little more differently than what they have in the past. And they may want to have, the clone may want to become into the light. May not have enough programming in it to know what it is yet, but you could try that. Now, this clearing is not, okay, is not for somebody who you see on TV or somebody who you think is a clone out there, like a movie star, etc. This is for somebody that you physically have contact with maybe daily or at least once or twice a week. So stating that, this would be like somebody who is in the grocery store that you have known maybe for years and now they're acting a little strangely. Maybe you bring up an issue to them or a situation, or say, hey, man, remember when we went out and we did this here, and they look at you with a blank face. They don't recall that you were with them a year ago. Remember, the program got deleted. This is for people that you physically know and have contact with to do this clearing on. Like I said, no movie stars, nobody else that you see in the newspaper. And what I want you to do, if you wish to do the clearing, if you're not going to do this, don't do it. Because I need to have testimonials from people, from all of you who are doing it, on what you have experienced by doing this clearing on a person or two. If you don't do that, as far as homework, then please not do the clearing. Because I need to have information from you. So that's why I want to have it on the website. And I can also use this information when I go to expos. That's kind of what I need it for, is to help me out so I can get and reach more people with what's happening. And having information from you is going to help me out to be able to express what's happening. So if you have had your emotional whole lifetime clearing and you wish to do this, then I need to have feedback from you. So I'll turn it over to Carrie here. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so if you guys, any of you listening, would like to do this clearing and have it sent to you, it will be free if you've done your whole life emotional clearing. Obviously the people that you're going to be running into who you think might be clones probably are not connected up with CLS and won't have had their emotional whole life emotional clearing. So what Ron is meaning is you, the person doing the clearing, needs to have had this, the whole life emotional clearing. So if you would like to do that, please send over a request to the Yahoo email address, which is CLS for Creation Lightship, CLSQuestions, plural, at yahoo.com, CLSQuestions at yahoo.com, and then you'll be sent the link to the page to do this clearing. And the way it's set up, it's very, very simple. You scroll down past a little bit of text that I read earlier, and then you put in the name bar, it's got this clearing is for. Now, I'm thinking, Ron, if you have a clerk at the market, you know, that you see once a week or whatever, and you're concerned about them, you may not know their name. So could we put, you know, our clerk at the grocery store, was that enough, or do we need to get their name?
Yeah, that'd be enough, because once you type it in there, the impression of what you have of that person will actually be transmitted.
Yeah, that
will work perfectly fine.
Okay, great. And then right now the counter, the next thing down is the light being in the counter and the start my healing button. Excuse me. The counter is preset at 600 minutes, so should we leave it on that, Ron, or what do you suggest for time? Can we change it? Should we keep what you've got
preset?
No,
leave it at 600 minutes if you can, and do it in the evenings. Because you want to give enough of the energy to that clone replica to help itself out.
Okay. All right, so this would be a good one to run at night then, probably run overnight. On people, so that'll be a 10-hour stretch. So maybe, you know, when you get home in the evening and set it up. And for any of you new to this, you need to make sure that your screensaver is turned off so that your screensaver doesn't come on in the middle of a clearing, because the picture of the light being is the conduit for the energy to do the healing, and it must remain up on the screen. Okay, so keep it at 600 minutes. Now, what was the other thing I was going to suggest? Oh, yes. So maybe for those of you who are interested in doing this, you might want to sit down and make a list of all the people you come in contact with on a regular basis and then start observing them, because perhaps they are behaving a little differently, but you haven't really paid attention. You haven't really noticed. So making a list and sort of becoming a little bit more conscious of their behavior might help you realize whether they're, you know, being themselves, whatever that might mean. So let's see. I think a couple of people have, was that a beep? I think we had a beep. Do we have a caller?
Hi, I was wondering if I could talk to Ron, I think it was, about what he was talking about earlier, the whole clones thing.
Clone thing. Okay, what question do you have about that, or what's your concern? What did I open up?
I don't
for
know.
You?
I only caught the. What?
Hey, what kind of concern do you have, or what should I cover? I've been talking about this a lot.
Do you think? I only caught the last half of the conversation,
okay.
But do you think
okay.
Dane?
Sorry, I think we cut you off. Can you say that last thing again?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll just talk about that. He may have just heard part of it. So bottom line is that everybody on this planet is cloned out every 10 minutes, which means that a clone replica of you comes in from a timeline that's created by some alien race out there, which means that every 10 minutes you are a different cloned replica of you. The way that works is that the aliens have already taken your spirit energy and body energy, which is also a spirit energy, so two different spirit energies from light, and take a little piece of that, like a grain of salt, a grain of sand, okay? And then they use that to animate their replica of you. And you can actually have all the body organs and stuff, and your little spirit of you, one little grain of sand that used to be in your whole body a long, long time ago, now is a little grain of sand. And the different races out there want to take your emotional energy from you, so they do time sharing. And the time sharing means that they are now using you on various timelines, and you get switched out every 10 minutes. And the whole hologram around you, what you're seeing with your eyes, can physically change, can change colors. Things can move. Cars can get beamed in alongside of you when you're driving on the highway freeway. You can misplace your keys. You have deja vu. All these things are from timelines. Now, you're only real here about 2 hours a month. And that's because the aliens need to bring you back here, more of you, let's put it that way. I won't say that your whole you is like in some kind of prison cabinet or prison camp or something, or, you know, on the shelf someplace. But they bring more of you here that's going to energize your bones, because your bones are very critical to them attaching the clone replicas to your GPS location. So they probably are making you without your bone structure. And then they mold you into that location. Now, as I'm talking, you might be thinking, well, that sounds pretty far out. Remember, they're in control of time. They can stop time and change everything around you and bring you back in again. And they can bring you in partially over and over again and stop time. And you don't have that consciousness awareness. So it's kind of much like if you look at the old 8-millimeter cameras in the old days, and you can see, if you took a picture of it with the TV, you could actually see bar floating up and down on the TV screen, because it's running at 60 cycles. So you can actually see that. Most cameras are the same speed. You can actually see it moving, like strobing. Now, right now, as you look in your room, if you have your lights on, you don't realize that that's being turned off at 120 times a second. If you're on 60 cycle frequency, which if you're in the States here, you are. In Europe, they use 50. But here at 60 cycles, and you don't know that it's being turned off and on. It looks like it's all real to you. Well, just think, if you did have that awareness of that light being turned off and on and off and on, well, that's the way your body is to them. So every 10 minutes, they take you out. They stop time for everything around you. And they can have it stop for a year of our time, but you don't know that. And then they refabricate everything around you and drop it back in here again. That's kind of what is happening. I have, if you happen to be in L.A., coming up next weekend, I will be there. That will be on February date, would be the 8th, 9th, and 10th, and I have an expo, a post-expo event on Monday, which I'll be doing a lot of decloning, too, for people. If you happen to be in the L.A. area and you want to come to that, it starts at 3 o'clock, Fortunately, it's at 3. And I'll be giving people $100 of clearing credit to offset the price of the workshop. So back to you, Carrie. I think I heard
a beep. Okay. I think we do. Do we have a caller on the line?
Yeah, hello?
Hi. Go ahead.
Hey. I think I've been cloned.
Uh-oh.
Well, everybody has, so you don't feel bad, you know?
Yeah, my clone came back and ate my cheeseburger.
Oh, that happened. Okay.
Should I?
So, Ron, we've got a few questions pertaining. Oh, we have another caller? Okay, wonderful. So who is our next caller? Please come on.
Hi, hello?
Hello. Go ahead.
Hi, I was wondering, where did you get the information about this clone stuff? Like, is this just
where do I get it? I see it. Yeah, I don't do any reading. All my information is, in a sense, from source energy. I'm in the moment. I bilocate to source energy. So I'm just finding out what's wrong here.
Oh,
I don't do any reading of books. You're not going to ever hear me regurgitate somebody else's book that's maybe a year old to 10 years old or something with information. Most speakers at the expos become experts on other people's data and information. And some are just experts because they have maybe a really large head, we'll say, in a sense, big brain, and they're able to read maybe 100 books and then formulate it all and regurgitate it back to people, making them look like they know what they're talking about. So I don't do that. I'm sure there are people who are following me,
solid facts,
not my information, but that's what it is. So, and that's why people are stuck here. That's why you're in this prison planet, because you have never been told the truth about what's happening here. That's why you keep reincarnating over and over again. So do you have any questions?
Yeah. Are there any facts backing up what you're saying, or is this all just your opinion?
No, you can come to the expo. You're going to be in the L.A. area?
No, probably not.
Well, I'll have stuff on YouTube.
Me.
And I'll be doing is probably posting. I've been doing these videos, which I haven't put up yet. I have all the information on my SD card. So what I'll do is probably post some of these decloning workshops that I've had, and you can actually physically watch people become decloned. In fact, you want to have a sample right now of that?
What?
Would you like to have a sample of having, I can declone your left hand if you want. You can feel that it's real.
Oh, I don't, well, I'll take your word for it. I mean, I'll check it out. But as of now, until I see it, sounds like you're making shit up, and I don't buy it.
Oh, okay. But that's fine, but
there are no facts.
Okay, I appreciate your comment. Thank you.
What, are you fucking stupid?
So, Don, I think we can lose this caller if that's all right. Thanks a lot. Ron, we have a question about this clearing from one of the regular listeners, and they're wondering if this light infusion for the clone clearing can be done on people who are in the process of being cloned.
No, this is for the people. Okay, let's start over again here. The people are either a 100% clone, or what they are is one that gets switched out every 10 minutes. So there's nothing in the middle there. Most of the people have been cloned, because of the situation that happened in December 21st, 22nd. And those people are now in the Beyondo, and the clones are here to take their place. It'll be for those people. So there's nobody in process, typically right now, that I know of. So you're not really going to see somebody like maybe being half-cloned or not or something, or 20% cloned. Either they are or they're not. That's why I said if you have a friend or somebody who you're looking at and they feel different, they don't have much memory because the memory put into them, these are like cyborgs, okay? And the memory that they have does not stay consistent with what you used to know that person was like. So, you know, if you look back in the past, you could probably talk to any of your friends and talk to them about what happened 10, 15 years ago. They're going to have a memory of that. The new clone will not have that. They have to really look deeply into the programming to bring up that information, and it won't be an instant thing. So and the way you tell is that the person looks like they're in a fishbowl to you, a lot like you're watching them on a video screen. And that's how you're going to know that these are clone people. So that's how you want to tell. And like the last caller, what I'll be doing, since he was kind of interested in this here, what I'll be doing is that I'll be posting at some point here probably about 4 or 5 new videos, maybe after I come back from New York. And I'll have these up of all the different workshops that I have done. In fact, it may be more than that. It might be more like 10 of them or so that I've done in the last couple of years that show people going through this transition at my lectures and workshops. You can actually see them physically change before your eyes. If you happen to be in New York coming up with the New Life Expo or the one that will be on the 8th through the 10th of February, I'll be doing the same thing there. And it's quite interesting to watch the people if you're in the audience. And the energy completely changes on them. So the caller who just called, you know, give me about a month or so, and I'll get these videotapes up. And they'll probably be on YouTube also. So you're going to be able to see what's actually happening to people in the decloning process, and how they physically change before your eyes and become more real. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so you did, a little bit ago, you were referring to the rotating clones that we have going through us, which I guess this clearing is not for, but if I'm understanding correctly. But somebody was wondering, so if our real selves were here, would we not have as many problems that they're asking?
Yeah, that would be correct, yes. That would mean that you're holding light energy. And that would be source energy that your spirit would have. Oh, that would be correct. Unfortunately, what I'm talking about right now is so far removed from that. When you were completely whole and complete, that you'd have to probably go back, you know, a long, long time ago, okay? It could be millions of years even. So that's what the dark side has done. And things have been done more recently, the last 100,000 years. So it gets to be a problem of people trying to think that they have a spirit in their body that's complete and whole. No, it's all you have is what you have. And basically, the darkness took the rest of it through people doing practices of the darkness, which means going to church and praying, connecting to something outside of yourself, doing energetic attunements, anything like that, that you're using energy outside of yourself that is not of light, but it could be told to you that it is light. You may believe that. But that's the basic thing, is that humanity chose to give away their spirit to the darkness. The darkness had to get a way in, and people gave them that energy. So, unfortunately, that's the way it is now, and really, it could be upsetting to everybody hearing this here, but that's the way it is. So, all I can tell you is the way it is, and we're trying to get everybody back into wholeness that we can by not doing these things that are going to corrupt you. And it's up to you to protect your body temple and to protect your spirit. And as you do practices that are not of the light, then you become more hooked up to the darkness, and that's just the way it is. And the light gives you the choice of free will, free choice, to choose darkness. So that's very, very unfortunate. So back to you, Carrie.
All right. So the name of this clearing again that you can request a link to, if you've had your whole life emotional clearing and it's a clearing to do on other people who you think may have been cloned out in the last however many months this has been going on intensely. It's called the Clone Light Infusion Process. The timer is set for 600 minutes, and Ron is suggesting that we do keep it at that length. So you need to write in and request that, and then also Ron would like testimonials from people when you've noticed or about what you've noticed in terms of changes on those that you have run this clearing for. And just to reiterate, Ron is saying don't do this for famous people or, you know, people in the news, politicians, movie stars, anybody that you have heard of but don't know. This is for people you have regular contact with and you're observing their behavior changing. So maybe sit down and make a list. I mean, they could be ranging from people that you see every day because you live with them to people that you see maybe once or twice a month, that some kind of service person that you encounter or your mechanic or somebody that works at the grocery store or a bus driver, just the postman, you know, people that you see regularly and know a little bit about how they behave and interact with others. And you do need yourself to have had the whole life emotional clearing. So, Ron, where do you want people to email that to? I just want to make sure I'm giving out the right address.
Yeah, it must go to clsquestions@yahoo.com and then put in, you know, the subject box, the day of the show here is January 30th. Listening to an archive, then put in that and let us know, you know, what date it is that you listen to the archive on so we can send it to you. We just need to know that you listen to the program here for this clearing. And I'll go a little different here on the show here. There's been a lot of stuff happening with people being killed in the Middle East, a lot of fighting. You know, I guess there's fighting everywhere, but that's what's kind of going on right now. And so another way of looking at it, are these groups of people being cloned out to get rid of the population? And maybe it's a clone war. Maybe it's a war of humans versus clones, okay? And then we have other events that have happened where maybe somebody got a gun and shot other people or something, mass shootings of various people. We've heard about that the last probably 5 months, I think. So, is that person being controlled by that some energy outside of themselves? Is it a real person? They look real. You know, we can go on for that. That could be a sci-fi show. But remember the movie Manchurian Candidate, where different things were being transmitted, different words or something to key the person to do something that was out of their normal behavior. Could that be what's going on here also? So you have to look at what's really happening. Like I mentioned off and on, you know, World War II was basically alien races of the Germans out there, whatever you want to call them, and also the alien races of the Japanese getting together, wanting to take over the planet here of the other alien races. So, you know, as above, so below. So that's kind of what goes on because they have the energies. The controlling implants activate that into their particular race of people to get them to on the way they want them to. Kind of much like a remote-controlled airplane or something. We've all seen people have those or boats or whatever, and you're flying it with this little remote control thing. The plane's out there, the boat's in the water doing something, and they push a few buttons and move a little stick around, a little joystick, and it moves, and it's being remote controlled by you electronically. Well, that's what they can do, too. That's what the aliens have, and that's not new to anybody, but just kind of giving you a for instance. And you can look at all the different TV movies and see validation of this, too. The whole thing is, you know, what's happening? And are you involved in this picture that's happening? Is this on your timeline, or do you choose to get off of that timeline? We could do a clearing here for the people that there's probably a lot more overseas having battles right now. So we'll do a clearing for their spirits. So we'll bring those to the light. Doesn't matter. Remember, the light doesn't judge the people that are in battles, even though they, for us here, you might say this is a bad group of people, this is a good group, you know, et cetera. The light doesn't care one way or the other. So what we'll do is be able to get their spirit energy. If it's, since it's still here, we'll release it, bring it to the light before they get caught into the reincarnation process here over again. But here we go. Do a clearing here. One, two, three, four, and five. So the light's coming to look for parts of themselves. Remember, the light created these energies. And looking for the spirit energy that is basically lost a body here. And it just could be one little piece of grain of sand, but it'll collect it. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. There we go. Okay, you might feel the energy is leaving here. So back to you, Gary.
Okay. Let's see. It does... I think I misread a line here that refers, well, it's just a little bit at the end of the text that says to help a human or an animal with a spirit, and then it sends you elsewhere. But I just wanted to, you did mention at the beginning we could do this if we thought a plant had been cloned out, and I'm just thinking about animals and our pets and so forth. If they got abducted in that whole December or January period that's been going on, can we do it on our pets?
Yes, you can, and very possibly your pets and animals that you have around you could be your handler. It could be using that because it's close to you to help to control you, to look, to watch you, to keep tabs on you. It's kind of a pretty awful thing for me to say because everybody loves pets and animals, but see if your dog or cat or whatever, if you have a parakeet or a parrot or whatever, or a horse, just see if it looks real to you like it used to. Remember, if you look at it, it looks like it's in a fishbowl, kind of a little far away from you, sort of. Energy feels a little strange. That could be used to track you. I don't want to get too off the subject here, but that's what they can do. Remember, they always use somebody close to you to keep tabs on you. That's what I'm trying to say. And, you know, you might be a single person, and you come home, and you see your dog or your cat, and they just don't look the same anymore. You know, they feel different. So, yes, I would suggest to do that on them if you feel like they're not the same particular animal or pet. And check out their fur. If their fur feels different, then you know something's going on because they can't always, you know, get the exact same texture of the fur. Remember, that they have to recreate everything. Oh, back to you, Harry.
All right. Okay, so we have another question. What if we run this clearing on someone who is not a clone, the type of clone that you're saying we use this for?
It'll just give them more light. It's much like if you do the clearing that would be for a dark side practitioner. Okay, so you have to realize that as you do a clearing, and I've mentioned the dark side practitioner one, the light does not do any type of, it doesn't penalize the person or anything. They could be the worst practitioner on the planet here. All they're going to do is give them more light, and that light will help to release them from what they're typically doing or connecting to. And unfortunately, that's what happens. And so you might think, well, the light should take care of this person, get them out of my life or whatever. No, they still have free will, free choice, but they'll be getting more light. And eventually they may start to feel better or stop their practice. But light does not hurt light. So as long as they're of light, they're going to have light brought to them, which is very nice. That's why Jesus basically said, love thy neighbor, okay? And that's what it means, you know. They're getting more light, and that's the way it is. Back to you, Carrie.
All right, and we have some requests here for clarification about whether we can use this clearing on those of us who have our clones rotating out every 10 minutes.
No, it's not designed for that. These are true clones.
Yep.
You're still being controlled every 10 minutes by some alien race out there every 10 minutes. So you might have the Pleiadians the first 10 minutes. I'm just using names that people hear about. The Arcturians the next 10 minutes. The Greys the next 10 minutes. The Andromedans the next 10 minutes. So each one of these races, we'll say hypothetically, will have you. And there's many, many more than that, but those are ones that people normally use as buzzwords there. So basically, they're already doing this. This is for a true clone, one that if you have noticed movie stars, for instance, the people, you know, high up in the either the media or whatever, who you see maybe on TV or in movies, let's put it that way, and they're not aging. Well, that's a true clone. Okay, they're not getting cloned out like you are. They're a clone replica already. And so that allows that particular life form that's consistent to come into the light. So that's what it's for.
Okay, thank you. So we have a few things that have come up about animals, Ron. Somebody is saying that something strange is in their dog, looking out of their eyes. So that might be something else other than a clone, but maybe you can maybe talk a little bit about how we know if our animals are controlling us and what might be inside them. I don't know if this clearing works for not really.
I think I would try that clearing just to see what happens. Could have a human in it. There was somebody on the website on YouTube that I saw. This lady was talking about maybe timelines or abductions or something. I saw it maybe 6 months ago, I think. And she was showing dogs that had a regular human spirit inside of those particular animals, dogs and cats and stuff. And, if you didn't see the whole face of the dog or cat and just saw basically the eyes, it would look like a human looking back at you. So what could be in that animal? It could be a shapeshifter. It could be a shadow body that's hanging around. It could be some type of alien life form looking out at you. And these all people have in them also. So, you want to, probably do a clearing on that to release it. And that could be quite interesting. So you might check out YouTube, everybody. Remember, we have the YouTube video that I talk about quite often, which is the barking cat that has an entity in it. Maybe you have an entity inside of your dog or animal, but normally entities don't always look out of the eyes, okay? It's hard to do that. Entities are emotional bodies, but the actual other energies could do that. So I would say more than likely it would be some kind of shapeshifter, which would be an alien life form looking out of your animal or pet. And they can come in whenever, they come in. There's really no rule there. Remember, we're dealing with alien energies that are controlling things here. There's really no rule that you can say, well, it only happens at, between 1 and 2 o'clock in the afternoon. If you ever had a animal... Let's just say a dog, right? You have your dog, and it's a very gentle, peaceful dog. And then all of a sudden, one day, it gets up and bites you. And so, naturally, you reprimand the dog. Maybe you kick it or something or, beat it or whatever you do because it bit you. You're probably, going to be in terror because it was your best friend, and all of a sudden, now it turned on you instantly. Well, what got into that animal? Something creeped into its body. Didn't like you and bit you, okay? Or maybe you had an animal, dog or cat that was, just normal all the time, and some friend came over your house that it's seen off and on to, or maybe even liked the person, and it bit them. What got into that animal, okay? After you reprimand the animal, naturally doesn't know what's going on. It just was, we'll just say in a sense, remote controlled by something inside of it. The animal's probably feeling pretty bad because it bit you. Knows what happened. And whatever was in there left, did you actually spank or beat that entity, that shapeshifter in that particular animal? No, it's gone. And the poor animal has to deal with the consequences of you reprimanding it. So that's what happens. Things come into things, do life forms here, and do awful weird things. You know, that's what I was talking about initially about people who are at war, or maybe just somebody doing a lot of shootings and stuff, or whatever they're doing. Road rage is another one, causing problems. So all these things are normally something enters a person's body, and then they want to do what they want to do, whatever that's going to be. And then the net outcome is, other consequences, or maybe deaths of people or something. So that's what happens. And, if somebody, for instance, was driving a car and decided to get into a car wreck and cause a lot of people to die in a car crash or something, is it the car's fault for doing that? Can you ban all the cars now because this person used his car and it was controlled by that person? No, you can't get rid of cars. So that's kind of how you have to look at it is what's going on. What's behind the scenes, and what's causing this here? So if you get emotional, you may want to say, I want to get rid of all these cars, you know? And that's not going to do any good. It's what happened to the person driving the car. So that's what you want to get rid of, is what crawled into that person to cause that situation. So, back to you. What if the person used a baseball bat? You want to ban baseball bats? Because that's something that the person used to cause this problem. That's another thing. You know, so everybody has to be responsible. The bottom line is the aliens. You want to get rid of the aliens that are here. That's the ones that are causing problems with humans. Not the baseball bat or the car. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, thank you, Ron. So we do have, back to the pet thing real quick, we have somebody reminding us here that we can send in to you a picture of our pet when you're at the expos, and that you will put them in the light infusion chamber for us, and the pet can get healings that way. Can you just quickly mention that, Ron? I don't know if this would work if they're a cloned pet, but I guess they'd still get light.
Yeah, that would be correct. I'm sure that would help the pet, along with you. If you want to, what we normally do, if you want to send your picture to me on an email, then I can print that out, and I'll put it in the light chamber. It costs $100, and you'll be in there for all the sessions that we do during the expo, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So if you wanted to come into the chamber, but maybe you live in Ohio or something, or Montana, and you just can't come to New York or Los Angeles, then just send me your picture. I'll just print it out and do a PayPal $100 entry there, and we will put you in the light chamber. And that could be also your pets and animals. In fact, if you wanted to do yourself, then I would do probably one pet for free for you. I'll just, send the picture of you and your pet. For $100. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so Ron has an expo coming up very soon in L.A. It's the 8th, 9th, and 10th of next month, February, the Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And then the main expo closes Sunday night, and the Light Infusion Chamber comes down. It'll be there for those 3 days. And then Ron has a talk on the Monday, a post-expo workshop, and is that still at 3 p.m., Ron, Pacific time?
Yes, I believe it is, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. So if you're interested in finding out more details on that, the website is up, consciouslifeexpo.com, and this is held at the LAX Hilton Hotel, very near the LAX airport there on Century Boulevard. And to get into the exhibit hall where Ron has his booth and the Life Infusion Chamber, you just need to get a day pass to the expo. And all of Ron's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday talks are free. And let's see, what else, Ron? I'm just thinking we probably have, the February intensives are coming up. You might want to mention those real quick, Ron, because we're starting right up this coming weekend again.
Yeah, so we're doing the 4 and 8 hour this weekend. And if you're on an archive or something, you need to know what the date is so you don't get on it. So this will be February 2nd and 3rd. Then we will be skipping a week for the Sunday. And then the next two consecutive Sundays, which will be for the 8 hour calls, which will be the 17th and 24th. So this is where we get rid of the alien life forms inside of you, wiggling around, crawling around, causing you problems. Remember, the body here is a host, and things come into us. That's why we have illnesses. Remember, you know about bacteria and viruses, and what's causing them? Could it be an alien species in you? Possibly. I would assume that it would be alien because in the true sense, it is an alien because you shouldn't have it with you. Oh, I can be completely correct there for even the non-believers. So if you do have something going on inside of your body, then it's foreign to you. That's an alien. And sometimes these critters can cause you problems beyond your wildest dreams. So, you know, the whole thing is you need to be responsible for your body temple, which is what you have there. You want to be responsible so that you're not bringing in darkness to you, doing strange modalities and things. Anything outside of yourself that you're trying to bring energy into you with is going to be of darkness because the light doesn't bring anything to you. I already have it. Up to you to find it. Need that one page, one book, one page in the book, which is Go Within. Very, very simple. And maybe on one of our shows we could do a clearing since we're out of time here, but we'll do a clearing on your metaphysical library if you have one. And I'll have you all maybe pick half a dozen of your most favorite books, and we'll see if we can take away the energy that is corded to you, whether you open the book up or not. All those letters and words give out special energies because they're the keywords, and that's how the aliens attach to you, through keywords. Oh, we can discharge those, so see if that helps you. Back to you, Carrie. Looks like our time is kind of coming to a close here.
Yep. So maybe we'll do that on the Friday show if somebody wants to remind us over at clsquestions@yahoo.com. That would be great. We'll do that. Ron will do that on Friday. Thank you. So just to quickly reiterate, we do have requests coming into the email box, Ron, for this clearing, and it's called the Clone Light Infusion Process. If you have done your whole life emotional clearing, you can get this sent to you free, and it is for the clones who are completely clones, not us who are cloned out, but we still have, you know, a piece of ourselves in every clone and a little piece of our spirit. This is for full clones from the complete abduction of people, whole people that have been replaced by clones. So anybody that you know, that you encounter, that you interact with on a regular basis, not celebrities, not people in the news, not people you've never met, people that you know, you can put their name in this clearing and run it for 600 minutes, and they will receive basically a transfer into a body that's created by light, and they'll be given a spirit from the light. So send your requests, if you haven't already, over to clsquestions@yahoo.com, and you'll get the link sent over, and you can get to work on all your potentially cloned out people around you, and you can also do this for your pets. So I think that's it for me, Ron. It's I have about 55 after, so I'll say goodnight and thank you, and hand it back over to you.
Okay, so everybody, we'll see you on the next BBS program, and it'll be on Friday, same time, but we're on Station 2, and also Saturday is Station 2 the same time. So blessings, everybody. Thank you.